Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stuff Extra. This is, again, going to be taking place instead of Stuff Weekly for the next 2 weeks. But this is Stuff Extra's 2013 rendition of the fall television cancellation draft. And as usual, we have Matt, Nikki, and Amber here with me.
I wasn't listed first. Fuck this. I quit.
She's done.
I'm sorry.
Well, you didn't win last year, so
yeah, Matt's won 2 years in a row. We gotta step up our game.
Yeah, maybe win.
Hey, maybe
once
you
in a
need to step up your game, Cody. I was 1 point behind.
That's true.
Matt.
I was doing pretty terribly. It was mostly my bad.
Yeah.
but yeah. So if you are new to the draft, which why are you listening to this? But that's okay. If you're new to the draft, basically we're going to go over every show that's going to be released on broadcast television during prime time in the upcoming fall television season, which is very, very soon. And we're going to basically guess whether it's going to be renewed at the end of the season, is going to make it a full season and get canceled, or it's going to get canceled mid-season, or if it will make it one or two episodes and get canceled, or if it'll never actually air, which I think we're so
rare.
Close at this point, there's probably not going to be
happen.
Any of those. But
we could probably do that like for the mid-seasons, because there are a couple mid-seasons on this list as well.
We can touch.
You should play along with us, listener.
You
and
should.
If you manage to best one of us, or if you manage to like best the person who comes in last place, let's be fair.
Yeah.
We'll let you be a co-host on the Sunday, February 30th episode of Stuff Weekly.
Sure. Okay.
What happens February 30th?
And the season's not even
your
over
teacher,
by then.
Matt, your teacher.
No.
No, not anymore. Duh.
I am actually going to be making a kind of a follow along type of version of this for the one with my website from the members of my site, vocal-loco.com, to kind of play along with it. I want to see if any of them can do better at this than us, because my one friend is really good with stuff like this.
Yeah.
So, and
guessing.
Yeah. She's always really good at guessing the awards, like award season. She always like blows me out of the water when we like try and do like Oscars and stuff like that.
I was hoping to have a website where people could participate this year, but I got the idea a little bit too late. So by next time we do this show, we should have a thing where everyone can play along and make their own leagues and stuff like that. So that is the projections for the future. And of course, all the bets that we make you get more points depending on how ballsy your choice is. Does anyone have a list of what those points are?
I think it
I
was
do.
551, right?
Yeah, 5 points if you bet before it airs. 4 points if you bet that it will be canceled after one episode. 3 points if you bet that it'll be canceled mid its season. So like if it's
like if it's ordered 13 episodes, which is kind of almost half a season, that's still its first season.
It's full season if it's only been ordered 13 episodes.
If
yeah.
it makes
so
it
then
halfway through that, then a mid-season bet would still be correct.
2 points if you bet that it will be canceled after its full season, and 1 point if you say that it will actually be renewed.
Twos and ones are the safest bets.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah. You can
if you get it wrong, you get zero no matter what.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. So that's the basis of this game. So play
along.
Is there
a prize this year? Do we have a prize?
Maybe. I've got a few things that I could potentially do. So
I want a trophy or like a championship belt that I can wear everywhere.
We'll come up with a prize of some sort, whether it's be a crappy little like seal that you can print out. That's great.
Oh my god, I want
I'd love
that.
To win that this year.
All right, so there will be some kind of prize. I don't know what it is.
Like
yet.
The guy with the scar on his face?
Yeah.
He thinks about, okay.
or like a circus seal or something.
Oh, okay, cool.
We'll come up with something. All right, so let's go ahead and start things off, as we usually do, with Sunday. Sunday. First off, 7 to 7:30 p.m. on ABC, we have America's.
Oh, fuck that. Renewed. Let's go.
Yeah. I was like, why are we even putting that on there? It's never getting canceled.
Was that on before? Was that on
apparently
last year?
It was.
It's always been on there. We've never covered the 7 o'clock hour on Sundays because it's always been that and other things that get renewed every single time. So I say just start at 8 o'clock with Once Upon a Time.
I don't think we should do 7 at all.
Okay, well, we can do 8 o'clock. That's fine. But
yeah, because now that Cleveland show has been canceled, there is nothing in the 7 o'clock block to worry about.
Was Cleveland
show
officially canceled?
Yeah.
Cleveland show was officially canceled.
I'm glad that's canceled. Fuck that show.
Yes.
All right.
That got canceled last season. All right, so.
All right, well, then let's start with 8 o'clock.
Cody hates black people.
No, Cody hates Cleveland. The place, not the show.
Yeah, Drew Carey is pissed off.
Yeah. Cleveland
sucks.
All right, 8 o'clock on ABC, 8 to 9. We have Once Upon a Time.
I wish I could remember.
That's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say renewed as well.
It's the one show they have.
It's not going anywhere this season, but if they aren't careful, it could possibly go somewhere next season, I think. I think that they really dropped the ball at the end of season two. They had a great plot line going on, and they ended it, and then all of a sudden they kind of
threw
something.
Wait, is this going to be season three?
Yep.
This is season three. Holy fuck. Wow.
We had no faith in this show the first time it went on.
I think the setup for season three looks really cool, and I think they've done a pretty good job of gathering a fan base for a Sunday night drama.
Well, they've definitely done that, but I think they're doing some really just, like, bleh things. Like, the fact that it's like, oh, what Disney character can we introduce this season? Little Mermaid! Everybody loves Little Mermaid! Boom!
Yeah,
Ariel's
in
the show.
I mean, here's the thing. We've got...
Did you spoil me?
Yes.
That's, like, sorry.
Pitch.
the one episode's name is Ariel. Like, episode three, that's the name of it.
I thought they were talking about the fonts.
Exactly. Thank you.
Ariel Bold was the next one, so.
Yeah.
All right.
But, episode 18, MS Sans Serif.
Okay, so.
I hope her and Times New Roman find each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, an opinion on the show. Go.
Anyway,
I did. I was saying, you know, you have the old people who watch The Amazing Race, and then you've got, you know, guys and probably 20, 30 something guys, I guess, who watch The Simpsons or football. And then you probably have the girls who are like, I have to go to school tomorrow. This sucks. What am I going to watch? Oh, my God. Once Upon a Time.
Oh, yeah. This owns this time slot for it will never leave this time slot.
You know what I watch on Sundays? I can tell you exactly what I watch on Sundays. I watch Once Upon a Time at 8, and then Walking Dead. Well, actually, I DVR. So then I watch Once Upon a Time at 9. I don't watch anything at 8. Watch Once Upon a Time at 8, or at 9, and then watch Walking Dead at 10. It's a great... I feel like their fan bases have some crossover.
Yeah. They have a lot of crossover.
Yeah, so I think... And it doesn't... There's nothing it competes with.
But The Walking Dead won't be on for a while, will it?
No, it starts next month.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Ow, that's cool.
Yeah, but I mean, look, what's Once Upon a Time competing with? You said Amazing Race.
Oh, yeah. Once Upon a Time was fine this year. Yeah. Oh, there's no question. It's fine this year, but I'm...
Watch.
All right. We'll talk about it next year.
Across the board, we all say it's being renewed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, easily.
One point for everybody.
All right. So ABC, 9 to 10 o'clock, we have Revenge, which I'm going to say full season cancel on this one.
I'm actually, didn't it rate pretty badly last season?
And they keep changing.
You're saying it's awful. I hate this show.
And they keep changing the time slot, which means they don't have faith in it either.
No, it's been after Once Upon a Time for like a year now, right?
No, they had 666 Park Avenue was after Once Upon a Time, but then that got canceled. They removed a Revenge up into the slot after Once Upon a Time.
The only
reason that it gets any ratings is if people are watching Once Upon a Time and they forget to change the channel afterwards. That's the only reason that Revenge gets any kind of ratings. Like,
yeah,
that's it. Revenge is awful.
So full season canceled. Does everyone say that on that one?
I think so, yeah.
Cool.
I agree.
It's a wash so far. All right. So, 10 o'clock and 10:30, we have on ABC, Betrayal, which is a new
show.
What's
Betrayal about?
I'll tell you what Betrayal is about.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not reading these, I'm just letting Matt read them to me.
All right. Betrayal is produced by ABC, stars, who do I recognize? Stuart
Nobody.
Townsend?
Oh.
James Cromwell, the farmer from Babe. A beautiful but unhappily married female photographer begins a torrid affair with a lawyer for a powerful family. When he turns out to be defending a murder suspect who is being
prosecuted by her
husband, the relationship and the case begin a spiraling series of betrayals with cataclysmic results for everyone involved.
Mid-season cancel. It would not be a Sunday night on ABC if the 10 o'clock news show did not get mid-season canceled.
Okay.
I'm going to say full season cancel because I think people are going to be like, well, that's interesting. A woman's having an affair and, oh my God, murder happens or something.
That's kind of like, this just sounds like 666 Park Avenue, the sequel.
Doesn't ABC already have this show with Scandal, which was a hit?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Betrayal doesn't really have any good competition on Sundays at 10. But you know what the competition for Betrayal Sundays at 10 is? Bed. Yes. And bed wins.
Well, agreed. I'm not going to watch Betrayal.
Yeah,
but,
me neither.
You know, there are probably some chicks and stuff out there who are going to be like, this sounds
good.
No,
look.
The same of 666. I thought the same of 666 Park Avenue, and it failed miserably.
Yeah, I had faith in 666 Park Avenue.
I knew that 666 Park Avenue was going to bomb, but I think people are going to be interested in this.
I'm going to say I'm going to say full season renew.
You're losing.
You're a fool. Mostly, I kind of want it to not be a wash completely on April.
Well, no, so, because I'm going.
I said mid.
Yeah.
I said full season. Cancel.
Oh, okay. I'm the
only one who sides with Ambi. I also say mid-season cancel.
All right. Well, then never mind. I changed my vote to full season cancel.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's all right.
Now we got some differences going on. Okay. Yeah. So now someone's tied right now.
Exactly.
Right.
Either Nikki and I are winning at this point, or Matt and Ambi are winning.
Ooh. We're winning, Matt.
First and second place are
determined.
Yeah. All right. So. 8 to 9 on Sunday on CBS is Dude. The Amazing Race, and of course
it will never die. Renew.
Absolutely, my mom still
like,
loves this show.
Just watch it and move on, please.
Yes. Then after that, 9 to 10 on CBS, we have The Good Wife.
Isn't this the last season?
I thought so too. Yeah.
I think they said this was the last season.
Okay.
Let me look that up.
Look it up because I was gonna say full season cancel anyways because it the barely
ratings
made
just
it.
Keep
yeah,
tanking.
The ratings. Like
Let's
it like
see
just
what we
squeaked
got
by
here.
Last season.
Number of seasons. Not telling me anything. Yeah, all
I feel like Revenge got okay ratings compared to The Good Wife, and so The Good. Sunday is
Good Wife
CBS.
Is bad.
CBS gets strong numbers, but Sunday is not their night.
No.
Yeah.
We'll just all say good full season cancel because it probably has already been determined to be over.
I mean, unless you want to take a bet that it's going to get canceled even mid season, they're just going to be like, don't even bother with it. That would be the
so.
Best take.
I think they're
going
to let it finish out its run.
Yeah, full season cancel.
Yeah.
Same.
Then after that, 10 to 11, we have The Mentalist.
Good Lord, this is still on,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying.
Cancel. Full season cancel. That is what's going to
full
happen.
Full season cancel, yeah.
I'm going to say full
same.
Season. I'm going to say full season renew, simply because
Bullshit.
I think this is one of those shows.
That is on the bubble every year.
I think this is one of those shows where you'll just always be saying, that's still there?
Yeah.
So
you'll hear us a year from now going, that's still there?
Cause yeah. Because it's 10 to 11 on Sunday, and it's...
Bed wins again.
But bed wins across the board. So they don't exactly... They're not really losing to anything other than sleepy time. Because local programming is on the CW and Fox, and then there's just football. So unless Betrayal is just really good, they're probably going to go with The Mentalist. So that's what I'm going with.
Oh, shit. I'm looking at the rate. Like, season one... The average rating for this show is 17.52 million viewers. What?
Yeah, it was
season 5, 11.82.
Oh my god, it's been over 5 years? Jesus.
Wait, it still gets 11.2 million?
11.8. You might as well round that up to 12.
Wow, still?
Yeah.
Full season renew.
Yeah, I was gonna.
Hang on. They did an average. I'm looking at the numbers per episode. There are episodes where you have like 8 million viewers, 7.9 this one.
That's still pretty fucking good for Sunday at 10.
Yeah. Like, I bet every year that this is going to be a full season cancel and it always gets renewed. This is a hard one just because,
I don't want to look at ratings numbers anymore, by the way. I feel like that's unfair.
Yeah.
It's just on the page, too.
It changed my entire opinion, and so I go with full season renew.
Okay.
I
was going with full season renew just based on what it's up against and
I'm
going
to go with
slot.
Full season cancel. I think it's going to be wrong, but it's how I feel about it, and that's what matters with this show, because I hate this show.
Geez, someone here isn't a mentalist.
I'm not going to change my opinion despite seeing the numbers.
Okay.
So I'm going to say full season cancel.
All right. Okay.
Simpsons will never die.
CW is nothing but local programming. Fox is the Simpsons. Simpsons is on forever, and it keeps cycling between good and bad.
Does anyone have any opinion on any of these Fox shows? Simpsons, Bob's Burgers, Family Guy, American Dad, that is not full season new.
I hate Bob's Burgers, but it'll be full season.
Oh, you're the worst.
I love
anything
Bob's
by Seth MacFarlane, so...
I love Bob's Burgers, but I'm always surprised when it gets renewed. So,
I think Bob's Burgers the only point of contention?
I think
I feel like all of these are pretty full season renewed.
I think Bob's Burgers will be renewed. I just don't like it.
I also think Bob's Burgers. You're wrong. It's a great show. And I also believe that Bob's Burgers will be renewed.
Yeah, they're all. This is going to be the Sunday night block for all eternity for Fox. I think this will never change at this point. They've found their formula.
Even if you hate Bob's Burgers, it gets renewed by virtue of being flanked by The Simpsons.
Nothing good.
Like, I mean, the only one here that's kind of like on, like, I would say the bubble with this would be American Dad, and American Dad is my favorite. These four, American Dad is my favorite.
I don't dislike American Dad.
I don't.
I hate them all.
I like American Dad more than Family Guy.
Compared to the two, it's leaps and bounds.
They're the same fucking show.
No, they're not. They're not.
They started out the same, but they're not anymore.
But no, because now Family Guy is more just about, like, look at all these funny things we can show. And American Dad, like, actually has, like, consistent plot lines that they follow. It's
for
kind of
now.
Like...
I'm going to say across the board,
gonna
full
do
season
what he does
renewed.
With all his
yeah,
shit.
Everything here is just Fox full season renewed for all time on Sunday nights.
Sunday
like,
was
never...
boring. Let's move on to Monday. We all know that Sunday night football is in its last season anyway.
They're finally canceling the NFL. Finally.
All right, so moving on into we got through in a day and 10 minutes. That has never happened on the TV.
That's not going to happen as we go through.
Well, because we don't have to go through the Fox shows one by one.
Yeah, that's true.
We know what's happening here. And also, we didn't have a lot of new shows, only one.
Yeah, the new shows start coming in on like Tuesday and Wednesday nights.
A ton of new shows coming.
Monday, ABC starts off the day 8 to 10
with a full season renewal.
With a full season renewal that'll also never go away. Dancing with the Stars. People love the fuck out of that show, and I don't. Quite...
It's really fun to watch celebrities make fool of themselves. It's hilarious.
No, you know what though? I'm actually kind of interested this season because Valerie Harper is gonna be on it, and like
Amber Riley. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, and like Valerie Harper, you might know her as Rhoda from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Rhoda.
She's not gonna fucking make it.
She's not, but that's still a really interesting thing.
I don't mean like through the show. I mean she's going to die partway through the show.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be funny.
I know you're not. They said in like January you have like 3 months to live and she's still alive.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, good for her, and I'm excited that, you know, she's like, fuck it, I'm gonna do what sounds fun to me. And so that'll be fun to watch until it, you know, tonight on a very special episode of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
So
I also believe it's going to be full season renewed, but geez, are you guys wrong about good television? That show is terrible no matter what.
I've never watched Dancing with the Stars, but
I like Valerie Harper, and
I'm excited to see her do something this silly.
What I'm confused, and I think this is, like, I noticed this, is that they have Dancing with the Stars on Monday night, but they don't have a results show written in for Tuesday. So something on Tuesday better... hope to God that it's really, really good, because they need a slot for a results show.
I'm glad, like, fuck splitting it into two shows.
I hate
when shows do that. The Biggest Loser actually used to do that, and they don't anymore because they realize, wow, that's the dumbest fucking idea in the world.
Let me tell you about why Dancing with the Stars doesn't need to have a results show on a separate night. ABC had to do that because Dancing with the Stars was their biggest rating getter, and they had shitty shows, and they were not top. this year, I'm telling you, and we'll talk about why when we get there.
Yeah.
ABC will be the number one network.
I agree.
I know where you're going
with that. Oh, they definitely have all the best shows. They have the best ones.
ABC is going to kick ass this year. Even if they're not good shows, they're going to kick ass. But yeah, Dancing with the Stars, full season renew, obviously.
Then Castle after that.
Full season renew.
Full season cancel.
Really?
I'm going to say full season
renew.
The ratings this year have been not so good, and everyone's like, yeah, the show's really good. I'm so sad that it's not getting good ratings. Oh, well.
I'm gonna side with Nikki on this, because I think while it is a good show and it has a really good fan base, I think that the actors themselves are getting a little tired. I think that it's kind of over the point where it's like they might want to move on, I believe, this year. So
Nathan Fillion has nothing to move on to. He's never going to he's never going to be a movie star at this point. Yeah.
No.
And so
he'll never get to be Malcolm Reynolds. So
I was going to bring up Blast from the Past, and I couldn't do it.
Well, you know, I like Nathan Fillion. I think he's a good actor, but I think he's just, you know, he's too old now. And he started acting too old. And you know, that's
acting
too old.
are you thinking of Brendan Fraser or Malcolm?
No.
Or Nathan Fillion?
Nathan Fillion's like almost 40, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's 42. He
yeah.
Yeah.
But he wasn't in Blast from the Past.
That was Nikki. Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was Alicia Silverstone's asshole ex.
Oh, that's right. Like, he was.
Oh, yeah. I'm moving out of your house. And if you remember,
I forgot about
that. I'm dating the model who went to Harvard.
Yeah. That's right.
And then he tries to beat up Brendan Fraser, and Brendan Fraser somehow kicks his ass. Yeah,
so. He's a caveman.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna say that's season renew, because it's the 10 o'clock hour for one.
Yeah, lived in a bomb shelter. It's the same thing.
Yeah, indeed. I also say full season renew. So I think we've got a male female split on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, going to CBS, 8 o'clock to 8:30. How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, come on.
It's already been determined.
Well, that's already been determined that yeah, this is last season.
So
and thank God for that.
Yeah.
They've milked it. I like the show, but it's time.
Neil Patrick Harris wanted out like 3 seasons.
Oh, he already has his next gig lined up, so he's gonna do a Broadway show after this. So he already has his next thing already lined up. He's just like, peace, bitches.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
He's gonna be a drag queen in a show.
There you go.
Cool. Yeah.
Next, 8:30 CBS. We Are Men.
Mid season canceled.
Oh, no, wait,
can someone explain to me what this is?
Let me describe
new show.
This is a new show. Let me describe what it is. We Are Men stars Tony Shalhoub and Jerry O'Connell and Cal Penn.
Full season, maybe mid-season.
Wow, just from the stars, you know what you want to say. The series details the exploits of a young man learning the ways of the world from the older and more experienced men in his short-term rental complex. This is Two Broke Girls for Dudes.
Yeah.
This is not going to do well. It also has Brenda Song, who, by, you know, if you couldn't tell.
Oh my God.
You know, she's Asian. And in like the first 2 episodes, she's just parading around in a Japanese schoolgirl outfit.
Brenda, is that the chick from the
yes.
show?
Yeah, yes. She's London Tipton.
The Disney show.
Sweet Life of Zack and
Cody. She's also been in New Girl as Winston's, like, every time she's in town, they have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's trying to have an adult career. It's not going to work. Though, no. Two Broke Girls with Dudes leading into Two Broke Girls with Girls is, I don't know, man. That might work.
Like, 5 dudes in the cast. I've seen commercials for it, and, like, there are 5 dudes in a hot tub, and, like, this was the commercial for it. They're in the hot tub, and they're, like, drinking and all that stuff, and, like, the hot tub's bubbles stop, and they're like, well, someone needs to go get the bubbles working, and they're like, no, that's fine. We don't want to. It's nice. And then, like, someone says, no, it's like we're taking a bath, and it's cool with all my buddies. And there's this awkward, like, looking between each other, like, okay, that was said. And he's like, all right, I'm going to go get up and turn on the bubbles. Hilarious, right?
Mid-season. Oh, God, so mid-season.
Yeah, okay, mid-season. No. Full season cancel. I'm not saying mid-season.
Are you mid-season, Nikki?
I'm mid-season cancellation. This is stupid.
Matt?
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
I'm gonna say, and this is gonna be crazy.
I know you're gonna say renew. Fucking full season cancel, right? Or renew,
I think it's full season renew, yeah.
You're
I think it's while
you're make it after all.
Of course Brady got fucking renewed.
Hold on, I'll tell you why.
Go ahead, Matt.
I'll tell you why I think it's gonna be full season renew. Two reasons. One, all right. It's in between two pretty decent shows, or three reasons. Two, it has really no decent competition. And three, honestly, the premise doesn't seem that stupid to me. But
I don't know.
This to me sounds like that
worst sitcom.
Tend to be a little bit better toward the middle of the show.
I think it's gonna be here's. I think it's going to be a Whitney, and that it's going to be horrible, 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 and then people will say it's good like midway through, and it'll last two seasons and die.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm still saying full season.
It's going to be an apartment B. That's what I say. Yeah.
Okay, so everyone's pretty much got their bets in on that. Yeah. 9 to 9:30 on CBS. Two Broke Girls renewed.
Renew. Renew.
Man, that's stupid.
It does remarkably well though.
It's all right.
It's not as awful. Bad as I originally thought it would be.
And yeah, it has no competition. Yeah.
Then 9:30, Mom, new show.
I've never even heard of this.
It's a show by Chuck Lorre, which means it's going to be full season renew, no matter how bad it is.
I think it's going to be terrible.
It's going to be bad.
Oh, I've seen it.
Can someone read it to me? I have no idea what this is.
Oh, well, Anna Faris stars in a
This one.
Okay, Matt, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mom is produced by Chuck Lorre, of course, I said already. Stars Anna Faris and Allison Janney Faris, a newly sober single mom, tries to pull her life together in Napa Valley. So she's like a single mom, and then she's like trying to get over her addictions, and then her mom
in wine country. So that's right. Made for comedy.
And her mom also lives with her. And the mom is going to like be worse than her even when she was at her drunkest. So the mom is like slutty and terrible. But you know what else this show fucking has that makes me sure I won't watch it? Aside from the fact that I despise Anna Faris,
what?
I think
Chuck
she's
Lorre?
I think, she, I think
agree.
I think she's just Lorre. Comic toxicity. No, the other cast member of the show is French Stewart.
Oh. Well, they found the sun, him, and then Home Alone straight to video releases. And
yeah, that was his career.
Yeah,
but now he's got.
There's like a joke about like how Anna Faris' mom like was picking cocaine from the carpet.
Yeah,
I think maybe this is the year CBS. Since I think ABC is going to be really strong. God, it has no competition at 9:30 though. Ugh. Fuck.
People might really like Sleepy Hollow.
Chuck Lorre's shows do well. However, this show sounds stupid, and Chuck Lorre is not notoriously good at doing women well.
He's not.
He's really.
He's really not, though. He's really bad at writing female characters and producing female-oriented shows.
Roseanne ran for like 10 seasons.
Was that a Chuck Lorre show?
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Which one was?
Roseanne.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
God, I'm
going to say full season renew because Chuck Lorre shows never go away. So
I'm going to say, since it is a Chuck Lorre story, at least for the first season, it'll be a full season renew. I think this is going to be the Whitney of the season.
I think this is the year CBS loses its position as King Network. And... But I don't think Mom's the reason. I think Mom is full season renew.
Yeah.
I think it's full season renew as well. I think it might get canceled next season.
Yeah, I agree.
But it won't get canceled.
Yeah, I think they'll give it at least one season.
Yeah. It's Chuck Lorre, so even if the ratings suck, he's going to be like, hey, guys, 2.5 Men and the Big Bang Theory. And they'll be like, oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Season. Let's
yeah.
Are those shows gone, by the way?
Nope.
No. I didn't see Big Bang on the schedule.
On Thursdays. It's on Thursdays.
Yeah. We'll get to it.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I see it now.
All right. 10 to 11, Hostages, CBS.
Okay, let me tell you about Hostages.
This show. I have thoughts about this, but I'll wait for you to do it.
I do, too. I actually saw a preview for this in a movie theater. like, on one of those preview
previews. Like the coming soon to a channel.
Yeah. Produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. stars Toni Collette as a successful surgeon living in Washington, D.C., who is selected to operate on the President of the United States. She is thrust into the middle of a political conspiracy when her family is taken hostage by Dylan McDermott, and it's up to her to save the lives of her husband and children. So Dylan McDermott is like this FBI agent, and he secretly wants to kill the president for some reason. And he's like, Toni Collette, when you do that surgery, you should kill him in the surgery. Otherwise, I'm going to shoot your husband and kids. And apparently that's a series?
Yeah, this sounds more like a movie.
This sounds like a movie.
It does.
Well, no, and here's my thought on it. Okay, that's not an uninteresting premise. In fact, that's a pretty interesting premise. But can you get more than one season out of that?
I agree. No. Yeah.
They'll have to change the premise of the show. They'd have to change the premise of the show for season two. There's no way that can get stretched out into multiple seasons. It's just not.
But then again, Prison Break existed.
That's true.
I mean, it could kind of be like a Killing situation where every season is its own type of, like the season starts off with something and it takes the full season to figure it out. And then at the very end of the season, something happens. And then that's what the next season picks up on, basically. So you spend the whole season focusing on one plot line. And then after it's solved, something suddenly happens at the very, literally the last episode. And then that sets you up for the next season.
Yeah.
I like the idea of it going the Prison Break route, and it's like, okay, season two, we've been taking hostages again?
How did United States of Terror do? That was the first Toni Collette show.
It was well-liked by my mom.
Okay.
So
I don't remember it lasting very long, though.
It lasted like 3 seasons, I think.
Oh, did it?
All right. Really? I'm going to say full season renew, just because I think people will probably give it a shot.
I'm going to say full season cancel.
I agree with Ambie.
Me too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
I think the premise isn't enough to justify it. And I honestly, I feel like it's going to be too expensive to make.
Well, I don't know. That's a good chance.
Yeah.
No, we'll see. All right. 8 to 9 on the CW, Heart of Dixie. Say full season?
Die! Die already! Hard to happen. God.
So on Sunday, CW shows local.
This show's only its third season.
Can we just show local programming on Mondays for CW too?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Because this is just like Monday night is just
Rachel Bilson's in it. She still works. What?
I'm changing my vote. This is gonna be mid season cancel for me.
No, it's CW. They don't do mid seasons.
Oh fuck, that's right. All right, full season cancel. So CW doesn't cancel anything.
Yeah, they cancel very rarely.
They didn't cancel the Carrie Diaries, and that was scoring 0.3.
Right?
Carrie Diaries survived because they had already canceled other shows. Well, we'll talk about that then, but just like saying, Carrie Diaries only survived because they had already canceled enough shows that they needed to bring something with them because they didn't want to have to order more new shows for this season. So the Carrie Diaries really got lucky last season.
Still stupid.
Yeah, it's still absolutely horrible.
Heart of Dixie being around is still stupid.
I'm going to say just based on the fact that I really want it to happen, full season canceled.
I think it's getting renewed.
I think it's getting renewed, too.
I'm going to say full season cancel. I'm going to say of this one and Beauty and the Beast, I think that Beauty and the Beast has the better chance of being renewed, even though it's awful as well.
I disagree.
Especially since everyone seems to be loving the shit out of this fairy tale thing this season. Fuck.
That actually
could be its downfall, though.
Yeah. But it is up against Sleepy Hollow, so I mean...
Let's move in to 9 to 10 o'clock. Everyone have their votes down for Heart of Dixie officially?
Yeah, those two are renew, and you and me are full.
Beauty and the Beast, renew.
Renew.
Yep.
Renew, unfortunately. All
right, cool. Moving on to Fox. Cares.
Fox. Who gives a shit about Beauty and the Beast? Yeah.
It's awful.
Anyone on the planet actually watching that?
No.
That was the one that, like, when they were doing, like, the Save This Show thing, it like, people were really pushing for that and for Smash. And Smash won, but Smash was already dead on arrival, so there was no saving that. But then Beauty and the Beast was, like, the one right behind it. So it has a very loyal fan base and a crazy fan base. But
yeah, you know what else had a really loyal fan base? Phil of the Future.
Yeah.
What?
What are you talking about? What?
That was
a show on Disney.
All right.
Which fucking should have been renewed. I'm just saying.
Should have been fucking renewed. It's
all right, guys. Let's move forward to Fox in the interest of time.
Still stings. Sorry.
Bones is from 8 to 9. I actually kind of like Bones in the few instances I've watched.
I think how old is this show?
Huh?
I'm it was like season like 8 or 9, I think.
Okay. Yeah, season 9.
I think Bones, because Bones really only competition for the most part here, like in its same category, would be against Castle. I think Bones is better than Castle. So since I'm saying Castle is full season cancel, I'm going to say Bones is full season renew.
I'm saying renew as well. Though 9 seasons, it does kind of feel like it's time, but I'm going to say
I think
renew.
It could go one.
No, I think get 2 more seasons and you can sell it to USA and they'll run it all day long.
Yeah.
So
hell yes.
doesn't USA run it now?
Oh no. Bones is run on TNT. Bones is on TNT. Yeah.
Well,
nonetheless, I think
one
in
the same.
New. Yeah.
All right. Moving on to the new show, Matt, Sleepy Hollow, 9 to 10.
Sleepy Hollow. You guys ready for this one? This is gonna be a really fucking good show.
I'm sure.
I hope that no one is looking forward to Sleepy Hollow. Created by
forward to its cancellation.
Alex Kurtzman, starring no one you've ever heard of except for maybe Orlando Jones from Mad TV.
Oh, really? from the Sprite commercials.
From Sprite commercials? No, 7-Up Yours. 7-Up Yours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 7-Up. I'm sorry.
Described as a modern-day supernatural thriller based on the legend of Sleepy Hollow, it follows Ichabod Crane as he partners with Sleepy Hollow's local female sheriff to solve the mysteries of a town ravaged by the battle between good and evil. Now, okay, so let me...
Who cares?
Yeah, okay, this is Grimm meets in the setting of Once Upon a Time.
This is Hansel like Grimm... and Gretel, the TV show with one person.
Well, first of all, Sleepy... I don't know how Sleepy Hollow has become this fairy tale type thing, because it's not. Story is
Blaine
not.
Tim Burton.
Yeah, no, Sleepy Hollow is a story about a dude who dresses up in a costume to scare a coward away, and then he steals his girlfriend because of it.
Yeah.
And the bully wins in the end. The end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mid-season cancel. I don't think
this is not staying on the air. I think I'm really conservative this year, and I'm gonna say full season cancel.
I'm inclined to agree with you, actually.
Due to how badly I was beat, I'm gonna also say full season cancel. Just
gosh, I'm almost tempted though to say it's gonna be catastrophic.
I'm seeing mid season just because I feel like this is something that's going to cost them a lot to produce, and I think that they're going to try and cut their losses early.
This is
bad.
Fox, and Fox is not afraid to cancel mid season.
No, not at all.
Are you sure? Because they didn't.
They've
canceled
great shows.
They fucking were the wishy washiest assholes with regard to the Mob Doctor.
That is true, but Mob Doctor still did get canceled mid-season.
That's true, but they didn't even commit to it. They're like, "Am I the man? We are."
You know what? I'm going.
You got us.
I'm going mid-season cancel.
It can either go one of two ways. It could go like really, really well out of the gate, like go on, like 10 million viewers, holy shit, and then at the end, you know, 1 million viewers an episode.
It's
just gonna be shit out of the gate. But
I think that.
Go ahead.
I think that, like, I don't think it has an audience in this time slot, because I think that the audience is pretty much sucked up by the other channels at this point in time. I mean, you've got people for the reality series on ABC and NBC. You've got the comedy people over on CBS, and you've got the crazy teen girls and gay men on CW. There really is a very small audience.
I don't know. I think it's going to attract the Once Upon a Time, Grimm, Beauty and the Beast people. I think they're going to give it a shot.
I think Bones is a good lead-in for Sleepy Hollow. I think it seems like it's going to be a crime procedural with some, you know, fucking spooky shit.
It's kind of like a Elementary meets Once Upon a Time meets Grimm. Like,
Grimm is still in the air. So is Supernatural. But,
a loyal fan base. I don't think this is going to find its fan base.
I don't think it is either. But I think, basically, the show has one of two things that's going to happen to it. It's either going to, A, get canceled after, like, two episodes, or B, full season cancel. And I'd rather
place my vote behind the latter.
Okay.
I'd rather see the former happen, but I'd rather place my vote behind the latter.
I think the full season cancel is going to happen. I think people are going to give it a shot, and then it'll be one of those shows like, I really like it, but, yeah. You know.
All right. Well, I'm going to take my bitterness from shows I've really liked that got canceled mid-season on Fox and go, hey, maybe they'll be right and fucking cancel Sleepy Hollow mid-season. So I'm going to go with it. All right. So NBC from 8 to 10.
Renewed.
Renewed. Don't even bother going over the voice.
New American Idol.
It's never going away.
Then after that, 10 to 11, we got The Blacklist, which is new.
The Blacklist, yes. Created by John Eisendrath, I don't know who that is, stars James Spader. And I thought the preview for this looked pretty cool, honestly. I also saw this in movie theaters. The world's most wanted criminal mysteriously turns himself in and offers to give up everyone he has ever worked with. His only condition is that he will only work with a newly minted FBI agent with whom he seemingly has no connection. And I like the preview for, I think the concept is pretty cool. It reminds me of Hannibal, but less gory.
Yeah.
This sounds actually really interesting.
And also, James Spader is fucking cool as
hell. Yeah, he is.
And creepy roles like this.
And in the TV shows he's in, he tends to be a really good part of them.
And, like, Boston Legal lasted, like, forever, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think...
I think this has a really good chance.
I think it's going to destroy Hostages, and it's going to destroy Castle. Yeah. I think Blacklist wins its slot.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to say full season. I'm going to say Renew.
I also say full season.
Me too.
I say full season cancel.
There we go. I knew it.
Shows at, like, okay, here's why. The Voice has a very specific demographic. They're right. Not interested in this shit. They tried a comedy last season that honestly wasn't too terrible, and that tanked. It started out great,
very
and it was only good after The Voice. Like, the ratings for it were only good after The Voice.
Well, see, here's
and
the thing with this.
And I think that is going to happen with this, too.
And
I
that,
think it's
but that
get a
is
full
why
season
I think
out the
that,
gate, and it's going to get canceled at the end.
I think this has a really good chance because the fact that The Voice is the lead-in is always a blessing upon a show, especially when in its first season. Because, I mean, that's how Smash really got renewed its first season, is they followed Voice, and it went a full season.
Well, they were
and
both music-related shows, though.
Exactly, but I just think that anything that follows The Voice, the ratings, because you're going to have people that are watching The Voice, and then they are just going to say, I might as well just stay here. If they're not someone who is dedicated to Hostages or Castle or the evening news,
that's a good point.
They're just going to stay on the channel.
No, I think Voice is a great lead-in for the show. I think
it's a great lead-in, but it doesn't necessarily equate to ratings, and we have seen that. We have seen that. That's, it's like
that's true.
I think
it'll be enough.
I'm glad that you said cancels, season. That there's a difference, but yeah, I'm still saying renew.
The only thing that remotely makes me wary of a full season cancel is James Spader's other commitments, because he's supposed to play Ultron in the Avengers 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's like 2015. I mean,
yeah.
Anyway. They gotta make like 15 other lead-in movies.
Speaking of Ultron, let's move to Tuesday.
Wait, do we do the mid-season shows? Because I know what shows show up in mid-season.
I have a couple because we missed the mid-seasons. Why don't we do mid-seasons
at the
end?
Let's do mid-season at the end and we see how long this has taken.
Okay.
Because
we can always come back and do a because then we can always come back and do a mid-season show mid-season with all the other mid-season shows too.
We need to, but we'll come back to it later, at the end of the show. Okay. Moving on to Tuesday, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Renew.
All right.
Full season
renew. Full season
renew. This is not going anywhere anytime soon.
Created by Joss. Hold on. Let me give the cool. Well, Jeff Loeb's working on it. Created by Joss Whedon, director of some movie, starring Clark Gregg, Ming-Na, who is apparently kind of television show cancer, and then a whole bunch of people you've never heard of. Based on a peacekeeping group found in both the Marvel comic book and the feature film universes, including the 2012 movie The Avengers, it's just going to be snarky people doing superhero stuff in a crime procedural way. I think
Agent Coulson is back. The problem,
ABC wins this whole night.
I'm really looking forward to it. The reason I'm looking forward to, or one of the reasons I'm looking forward to it, is also one of the reasons I'm kind of weary of it. Is Joss Whedon's TV shows outside of Buffy don't do well.
Yeah, but they're fucking good.
They are really amazing. Good. Luckily, also, it's not on Fox,
Yeah.
That would just be death.
And it's based on, you know, one of the highest grossing movies of all time.
That's true. So I think it's full season renew.
For probably a while.
For a couple years, yeah.
But we'll see.
Outside of the slim chance that it could be just disastrous, like bad.
I don't think.
From what I've heard, it's good. So, yeah. From what Comic-Con.
So, moving on. 9 o'clock.
What is the Goldbergs?
The Goldbergs. Have you not seen? Do you not? I have a billboard.
I've seen endless trailers for this.
I don't watch network television that much, so I don't see many of these. When there's not TV shows
on Hulu for this.
Yeah. So the Goldbergs was created by Adam F. Goldberg. Stars Wendy McClendon Covey from Reno 911, Jeff Garlin. Family comedy set in the 80s that centers on an in-your-face mother and hot-tempered father who love their three eccentric kids so much they can't bear to see them grow up. Inspired by Goldberg's experience growing up in the 80s with a highly screwed up but loving family. It feels like it's really, Judaism, the show?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Family shows do well.
I actually like Wendy McClendon Covey.
I think the show like is Adam Goldberg. Dead on arrival.
I like Adam Goldberg.
Look at everything it's up against.
I disagree.
It's up against New Girl, NCIS, Los Angeles, Supernatural, and The Voice Results Show. This show,
It is up against The New Girl.
This has a lot
of stuff
well, against.
Which isn't rating well, let's be honest. But
no,
here's the thing.
It has S.H.I.E.L.D. as a lead-in?
It has S.H.I.E.L.D. as a lead-in, and it caters to the whole, nostalgia thing that's really huge right now.
Yeah.
So.
I think Goldberg's is season renew.
Yeah. I would like
and then
to
it'll
it
get
chance.
Canceled next season. I agree. I think is going to happen.
Yeah. When it gets shuffled.
I'll say renew.
Right.
I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to say mid-season. Because I also think, do I want to say full season cancel? Dang it. I'll be a little bit more conservative, but I'll go full season cancel. I just think that it's not going to cut it, in towards the end. I just don't think so.
Okay.
I don't.
Trophy Wife. Next
Trophy Wife. Trophy Wife is from ABC Studios, created by Emily Halpern. Stars Malin Ackerman, who you might know as Silk Spectre from Watchmen. Also stars Marcia Gay Harden and a whole bunch of people I don't know. Reformed party girl Kate Malin Ackerman finds herself with an insta family when she falls in love with a man with three manipulative kids and two judgmental ex-wives. Man, fucking ABC.
Mid-season cancel. What is this?
ABC's Tuesday is really, all over the place. Is that,
yeah.
Supposed to be, a weird, lady comedy? And then The Goldbergs is a family comedy. And then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is, an action comedy. And then I haven't even looked at Lucky 7 yet. But still, I feel like if any show on ABC is going to go...
It's this one.
It might actually be Lucky 7. But it might be this one, too. What'd you say, Nikki?
I was really thinking, I've seen trailers for it, and it looks stupid. And so I'm thinking mid-season cancellation.
I'm actually going to say mid-season cancellation, too, simply because I get a Mad Love vibe from this for some reason. I just get the same kind of feeling about it that I got about Mad Love, which was Jason Biggs, Judy Greer, and
Chalk.
It died terribly. So I'm going to say Trophy Wife mid-season cancel.
I mean, part of me wants to go full season cancel, but I don't see people sticking with it. It has a dumb premise.
I have to say full season cancel.
Yeah.
I say full season cancel.
All right.
Lucky 7, what's this all about?
Lucky 7, continuing ABC's Schizophrenic Tuesdays, is a drama created by David Zabel. Stars... I literally recognize none of these people. The lives of seven employees at a service station in Queens are changed in many unexpected ways when they win a lottery jackpot. Each episode centers on a different character, and each season will follow a different group in similar circumstance based on the UK series The Syndicate. So it's about a whole bunch of people win the lottery together, and each season will follow a new cast who does the same thing. I feel like, boy.
I think this could make it.
No, this is an episode of a TV show that people say, "Oh, that show's jumped the shark."
I think it sounds kind of interesting. I think that there is a
the last show
for this
about
right
a lottery
now.
Winner lost and got canceled after three seasons. My Name Is Earl.
Yeah. I agree with Nikki. I think this sounds pretty bad. I guess it could be cool. I think it sounds pretty dumb though. I feel like it would be a pretty good, like, feel-good movie, but, like, direct to DVD.
I feel like this, because it's also in the 10 o'clock hour, I feel like this is going to be the type of thing where it's kind of not, like,
person of interest.
Person of interest is a juggernaut, whatever.
That is true. But I think
this will be not very good, but I also think that ABC seems to be putting some muscle behind it just because they talk about how each season will do something.
Yeah. So they already have
a plan. That's what gets me too.
They already have a plan.
And the fact that I think that it could go more into like how money corrupts, like the whole like the dark side of winning the lottery type of situation.
That's obviously what it's gonna be about.
Yeah.
I feel it'll get renewed. I'm not so sure about season two.
I think it'll be renewed for at least the first season, but then it could go downhill from there.
Because they're probably going to want to show off at least what can happen with this concept is stretched into two seasons, and then it'll be based around how it does. It
reminds me of, like I mentioned before, the whole Killing situation, where it's a concept, but then each season is its own unique individual concept.
It sounds like a risky concept that they're putting in the less dangerous time slot. So I feel it's going to get at least one renewal out of it.
I agree.
So.
All right, so that's a full season renewal across the board?
Yeah. Okay, so.
Do we even have to talk about CBS?
I feel like it's full season renewals all across all three shows.
So, yeah, does anyone say anything else?
No.
Okay, NCIS, Los Angeles, and Person of Interest.
They're not going anywhere.
They're all there.
In CBS fact, wins. I'm surprised Person of Interest is still at 10. I think it would be a good 9 o'clock
Anchor show.
I think it would be a good 9 o'clock show to steal people away from S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. And maybe they'll do that later.
Though it's going to be strong at 10, because here's how I see a nerd's night going. S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. to Supernatural to Person of Interest.
Yep. All right. Well, let's move on to the CW.
The originals.
8 to 9. What new show.
The originals is a spinoff of The Vampire Diaries.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Starring a bunch of pretty teenagers you've probably never heard of, the series centers on the original family of vampires as Klaus returns to the supernatural melting pot that is the French Quarter of New Orleans, a town he helped build centuries ago, and is reunited with his diabolical former protege, Marcel. So, you know,
it's
more
a spin-off
shit.
Of a super, super popular show, though.
I think that it's got at least one season renewal in it.
I do, too.
I think it's got at least one.
I don't.
It's also the CW.
I think it's going to get so dominated by S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well,
that
that's true.
In the water. But I think even your vampire
it is against S.H.I.E.L.D. and NCIS.
NCIS is
going to make it the full season, but it's not going anywhere.
I think it's canceled.
Full season cancel for you too. I'm still saying renew as well.
Season cancel.
I'm not gonna.
Because I think there's a lot of other things on CW that are at the end. Like again, because of the fact like Carrie Diaries kind of squeaked by last year because they just needed something to come with them. I think this might be the we just need something to take with us into next year.
All right. Let's move forward. Supernatural.
Supernatural is already ending in two seasons. So
yeah, okay, so we already know. Then local programming comes after that, so let's move on to Fox 8 to 8:30 Dads
amazingly not competing against Mom.
That would be hilarious.
Let's see, Dads created by Seth MacFarlane. Live action show starring Seth Green, Giovanni Ribisi, Martin Mull. There's
like
Brenda
Seth
Song
Green.
This one has Brenda Song in it. Two successful guys in their 30s have their lives turned upside down when their nightmare dads unexpectedly move in with them.
Wait, did you say Giovanni Ribisi?
Yeah,
the guy who doesn't star in shit, but he's in everything.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah,
hey,
but
he was in the Mod Squad.
No, this show is fucking dead. This is the first show I will proclaim mid-season canceled.
Absolutely.
It's Seth MacFarlane and it has Seth Green in it.
It is
that doesn't mean it's going to be good.
I'm going to say it's going to get killed by S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm going to say
And
fine.
The Biggest Loser.
And originals. I think that gets the first
I think it is,
of everything
yeah, this,
on, at
yeah.
the plot.
Okay, I'm gonna say full season cancel. I'm not gonna say mid season, but I do think
you're saying full season cancel. Okay, but I no, you're giving this show too much credit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is Man, it sucks that it's going up against S.H.I.E.L.D. because I wanted to watch it. It's created by Mike Schur, stars Andy Samberg.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
And Terry Crews and Andre Brower.
Why should I come up against S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, right? That's so fucking stupid.
Throw the Mindy Project on it. It's going to get canceled anyway. About a
diverse detective in a precinct at the very edge of New York City. Listen, this show will not do well. I also think this will be a full season cancel. But I really like Andy Samberg.
I do too.
I think he's hilarious. And I'm really sad that they're putting it in the slot because I think Tuesday is pretty much.
Yeah, I think it could have survived better elsewhere on here.
I think Fox should have moved their comedy nights to fight CBS on Thursdays.
Yep.
CBS and NBC. I think they should have. Everyone should have had their comedies on the same night.
Absolutely. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, full season canceled.
Yeah, it's not lasting. It's a.
Do I want to take? I'll just take full season cancel. I'm not taking the risk.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Moving on to Nikki, did you put your vote in?
I agreed with all of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
9 o'clock to 9:30. New Girl. I'm gonna say full season renew because they don't got a whole lot else.
Yeah.
I agree.
Plus, I really like that show.
Plus,
so,
I think the show's funny.
Yeah, I really wanted to keep
it. And as you guys have said, not because of Zooey Deschanel. Sorry.
No,
pretty much because of everyone else on the show.
Everyone else on the show is great. Zooey Deschanel, I still like her, but she's the weakest part of that show. So, yeah.
Like, there are very few scenes where she has made me laugh.
Yeah. So let's move on to 9:30, since we all...
So, are we saying mid-season or full season for this one? Because I think we're all pretty much canceled.
It got this season, so I think it's going to get full season canceled.
Yeah, me too. I want to say mid-season, but I am shocked it didn't, like... I wanted it to do well, and then I did not like the show.
I didn't think it was very funny either.
I'm going to say it's not going to make it to mid-season. I think they're going to need to get rid of some fat for mid-season for their mid-season shows, so I'm going to say mid-season cancel.
I think they're not going to mid-season two shows, so I'm going with mid-seasoning Sandberg show, full season cancel on Mindy's show.
So you want to go back with full here, and you want to go back and do mid-season on Brooklyn?
Oh, did I say
mid-season? You said full season. On Brooklyn. You said mid-season cancel on Dad's.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mid-season cancel on Dad's, full season. Yeah, shit, they're not going to cancel everything, though.
Well, we agreed New Girl's getting renewed.
Yeah, but they're not going to cancel three shows out of...
Prediction. They will cancel mid-season Dad's and Mindy Project, move something else, and then put an hour-long mid-season show in there.
Here, Can I change my vote?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my votes for Tuesday of Fox.
Okay, Dad's, I'll go back.
Dad's is still mid-season cancel. New Girl is still full-season renew. Okay. Mindy Project is full-season cancel. And Brooklyn is full-season renew.
I agree completely with you. I think they're going to reshuffle Brooklyn Nine-Nine because they know there's potential there.
And they're putting a lot.
That's actually a good. Oh yeah, actually, you know what? Now that we mentioned, like, thank you, Mindy Project, for making us all see that. Because when you get canceled mid-season,
Brooklyn 9:30.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's compelling. Yeah. I want to do that.
So we all have gone back to renewing that.
So did we just watch all of Fox?
I think we watched Fox.
Wait. So are we all mid season on Mindy now?
No, I'm full season cancel on Mindy.
Okay. So you're full. Right. I'm still mid season cancel watch. On Mindy.
I'm going mid season Mindy. I'm gonna say
you had full season cancel on Dad. Wait, should we go back? Okay,
no, I'm, this okay. is what everybody I'm has right now. I'm vote on Dad's. I'm half seasoning Mindy, and I'm full season renewing Brooklyn.
Okay.
Because I just remembered how much money they've put behind advertising Brooklyn.
Let me go, Cody.
Thank you. Okay, all right, Dad's. We have mid season on Matt, Nikki, and myself. Full season on Cody. Is that correct still?
Yes.
Cody is gonna lose.
Brooklyn, we all have a wash on renew. New Girl, we all have a wash on renew. Mindy, we have full season on Matt, Nikki, Cody, mid season on me. Who wanted to change?
I'm mid season.
No, I'm fine with all of those.
Okay, so then you just changed mid season there. Okay, so we're good now. Fox, we're good.
I think I liked your reasoning. I'm going to that. Okay, so can we at least watch the first two shows on NBC to renew?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So Biggest Loser, and The Voice renew. 10 to 11 Chicago Fire.
Interesting.
It had a fairly good fan base last year. I'm gonna say that it has a chance. But then again, NBC is really infamous about canceling shows that have really good fan bases.
Yeah.
So is Fox.
And I mean, how did it? I'm trying to remember how it rated last year.
I think it must have been well, just because it gets a spinoff.
Well, no, it does get a spinoff, but they moved the time slot.
It was on Wednesdays. Now it's on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
What's it up? Let me see what it's up against. It's up against Person of Interest and Lucky 7.
Yeah.
And I have faith in Lucky 7, but I don't know.
I think Chicago Fire is a full season renewal. I don't think they're going to get rid of it.
Yeah, I think it'll give it at least. Even if it does bad, they'll give it one more chance.
Yeah.
All right.
NBC seems to be like the second chance channel for the most part.
NBC is going to have such a mediocre year, so.
Yeah. Like always.
Like always. They're always mediocre at best.
Yeah.
All right. So, is anyone not saying renew?
No. I renew. Okay. No.
All right. So, we're going to end episode one right here. And catch us next week for the second half of this on Stuff Extra. Or, you know, don't. Whatever. And we'll see you next week.
All right.